White House, there should be consideration of humanitarian pauses in Israel-Hamas war. By Christina Wong on October 26, 2023. The White House on Thursday called for consideration of humanitarian pauses in the Israel-Hamas war. As Israel prepares its ground offensive against Hamas in response to the terrorist organization's attacks on October 7 that killed more than 1,200. In a tactical sense, as Secretary Blinken said, "We do think that there should be consideration made right now for humanitarian pauses." National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications John Kirby said at a White House briefing. Related video: fearful pro-Israel students allegedly stuck in library surrounded by angry pro-Palestinian mob. These are localized, temporary, specific pauses on the battlefield so that humanitarian assistance can get into people that need it or the people can get out of that area in relative safety. That's what a humanitarian pause is, and we think it's an idea worth exploring, he said. Secretary of State Antony Blinken raised the prospect of a humanitarian pause during a meeting at the United Nations on Thursday. "Watch, Pelosi, we need humanitarian pause between Israel, Hamas," that Blinken called for. President Joe Biden also on Thursday endorsed the idea of a so-called humanitarian pause. He said Israeli outrage is completely understandable and that the U.S. would ensure Israel has what it needs to defend itself against terrorists, but said that Israel has to do everything in its power to protect innocent civilians. He thanked Israel and Egypt for working with the U.S. to make sure food, water, and medical supplies were getting into Gaza, and said, "The flow needs to increase, and we're working very hard with our partners to make that happen." Watch, harkens back to ISIS, Antony Blinken describes evidence he was shown of Hamas atrocities in Israel. Kirby on Thursday acknowledged a two-state solution was a lofty goal, but said Biden still believes that has to be the goal. "We're driving to a state for Palestinians if they can live in peace and security and justice. That is a strategic long-term goal," he said. The White House is pushing for a humanitarian pause the same time White House staff is holding wellness meetings for aides who disagree with support for Israel's military actions in Gaza against Hamas. The Department of State and the Department of Defense are taking measures to calm dissent, according to Politico. Editor's note: this story was updated to reflect the revised number on the death toll from the October 7 Hamas attack in Israel. The Israeli government estimate of 1,400 was revised to around 1,200, according to Reuters. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.